Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West and Earth O'Jallo. Heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West, West.
All righty. Thank you, Brother Ed, for giving me that finger there. TalktainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with Point West here and heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. To get in contact with the show, you may call 1-877-932-9766 or you can email me at the numeral 7, number 7, MrBobby@gmail.com, and I may get a chance to read it or not because we are just dropping, or Dr. Short is my featured guest, and he's dropping bombs all over the place. But 1-877-932-9766 or 7, MrBobby@gmail.com, and we'll do that. We were finishing up on John Hanson being the first black president of the so-called United States under the Continental Congress. That information is available. You can Wikipedia. There's so many places you can do that. And also, he is still on the $2 bill, John Hanson. I think most dead presidents are on the $2 bill, but I mean on dollar bills or the currency, I guess I should say. But he's on there. But anyway, if you want to, you can check that out. Don't be like what the Bible says about most of our people. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There it is. Check it out if you'd like to.
Now,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, there is a false photo of John Hanson.
Exactly.
That of a Liberian minister who had the same name.
Yeah.
and people are circulating it. It really troubles me. If John Hanson was black, okay, then he's passing.
They lightened him up, and didn't they?
So there's no way that he looked like that.
No, no.
And a lot of our people like fiction more than they like fact.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I never liked fiction as a kid. I always liked nonfiction.
Thank you.
So Barack Obama is the first, well, should I say, Abraham Lincoln. There was in 1993 or 94, the Washington Post ran a photograph of Abraham Lincoln, and it was so dark it caused a scandal in Washington. And I think that they apologized because I had never seen a picture of Abraham Lincoln that dark. I was shocked.
Yes.
Daniel Webster of Webster's Dictionary was dark in color. And these things happen. Jacqueline Onassis learned when she was in the White House that she was a Negress. And because the people liked her and they liked Jack Kennedy, they didn't put out that Jacqueline Onassis was a Negro.
That's a bomb. Boom.
So it goes on and on of who's a Negro, whether it's Clark Gable is passing for white.
Right, if it's, right. I heard
Audrey Hepburn. And another person that's passing, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Mm.
And other people come out of this Melungeon or Creole background. People know about this. But the real issue isn't if they have any African extraction. The question is what are they doing for people who are predominantly of African or black extraction?
Yes.
If they're not doing anything, it's nothing to crow about.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And there's nothing to crow about Obama being president. He didn't do anything for us.
Nothing.
Bamboozle us, and looking at Michelle Obama's figure gets old over time, and as much as she was doing nothing for us either.
Yeah. What was that movie, A Few Good Men, when I think it was, who said, you can't handle the truth?
You're talking about...
wasn't Jack Nicholson, was it?
It's not, what's this guy's name?
Not Tom Cruise.
No, it is Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
I want to say it's wrong.
Yeah.
Can't handle the truth.
Yeah,
I'm familiar with the movie.
Yeah, that seems to be the theme. You can't really handle the truth. And I say that in terms of Barack Obama. People can't really handle the truth, you know, about that. But anyway, let's move on from that. Let's talk about Roger Stone. You have some information for us. Go ahead, please.
Well, you know, Roger Stone made a 90-second video this morning that was sent to me by his video producer, and I sent that out to people. Roger Stone is claiming that billionaire Microsoft dude, Bill Gates, is behind this coronavirus thing, and what they want to do is vaccinate and put stuff inside of people so the government can trace and basically bring about a Big Brother, George Orwell, full-spectrum dictatorship over America. That's what he's saying in a nutshell. And what happened last week, and it's beginning to build up, more and more people are angry with Bill Gates because they realize that he has something to do with this pandemic.
Yeah.
And people aren't clear exactly what, but you know, he has, you know, they always say, who benefits? Qui bono in Latin. Who would benefit from this? The one person that would benefit from thousands of people dying and panicking would be Bill Gates, because he would have the vaccination and he would get paid off of it. You see, the reason that I'm talking about this hydroxychloroquine, or if there's another drug or generic drug, I don't care. It doesn't have to be hydroxychloroquine, but something that will save people's lives. But, you know, I'm going to talk about the drug I'm using, okay? The drug that I took the chance that everybody says go kill you if you have one or two. I've had three, and I'm going to have a fourth in a couple of days. I'm still here, okay? The key thing is that these vaccinations don't need FDA approval. They can destroy people. And you can sell the vaccines. You can put anything in there. You can put piss, monkey cells, anything, and inject people. And you can charge people. You can get the governments, the states, the cities, the nations to pay whatever you say the price is for the vaccines. And they can put another disease inside the vaccine that will mature next year, and there'll be another crisis, and they'll get to sell you vaccines all over again. They will create a medical mandated health dictatorship where you'll have to get a shot every year, and they'll keep getting you sick and make you take shots. But remember that people like Mr. Gates think that there are 7.5 billion too many people on this planet.
Yes.
And they think that we must die. We should die. In particular, black people first should die. Mind you, all doctors that won't come out, I'm going to use the word, y'all bitches. You health people, y'all bitches. Y'all won't call Gates out because you get money from them. The Congressional Black Caucus gets money from Gates.
So they're compromised.
Yes, and most doctors, the HMOs, the PPOs, they're all run by this big pharma mafia that cares more about profit and control than health. And I don't care. You can have a trillion doctors call in. dollar for dollar, American people pay more for health care and have the worst health outcomes. Why is that?
Gotta be the money.
Your money spit. Mm-hmm. If your money was buying value, if it was truly making a difference, the cost, why are we so sick? And doctors, okay, there is a doctor who came up with the process by which you could use sonic waves to kill cancers. They destroyed that doctor. The American Medical Association, which practically any doctor that will call in will be a member of. Did you know that the AMA, the American Medical Association, is responsible for destroying many of the hospitals and schools that black folks had, used to train black doctors and nurses?
Yeah.
We had
yeah.
more doctors and nurses 120 years ago than we do now. So a lot of black doctors, you're our chumps, you're our punks, you're our weak. You are not replicating the success. I'll tell you the thing that burns me. In 2015, Howard University's medical school's incoming class didn't have one black American male. Black doctors, a lot of you guys are scum. Y'all get into your colleagues, your profession. All this pretense, where's the results? Why haven't more black doctors spoken out against all the black babies that have autism, in particular young black baby boys, because of bad vaccines? Where are these black doctors? Where the hell are these people? Where is the Congressional Black Caucus? I'm not a medical doctor. I never claim to be one, but I care. I wouldn't want someone to get something bad for them. I can tell you this, Maxine Waters, and all the other ones in Congress. In 2012, the group that I'm involved in called the Rebecca Project had a meeting, had a presentation before the CBC to talk about non-consensual human experimentation in Africa and on black Americans. Do you know that the Congressional Black Caucus ran away from taking a stand to end this unfair experimentation?
Did you say they ran away?
Yes, they ran away. I have an email where Maxine Waters' office told me they weren't interested in pursuing looking into unsafe drugs that were being pushed on black women. I was turned away.
Wow.
See, I live here in D.C. I can get to the Congress in minutes, go in and see someone, and these people will turn you away. The only thing that's going to work in our community is for us to have a civil war and a revolution against the coons. Medical coons, liturgical coons, political coons, business community coons.
Yes.
If you're not trying to do the right thing by our community, you should be under fire.
Okay. You said a few moments ago, why does this happen, and mentioned about speaking about the profession, the AMA and so forth, is it because they realize that the money is not in the cure, but it is in the prevention? Because if they cure it, then they're not going to make any money. Do you subscribe to that?
They're not preventing it. It is not prevention either. It's poor health maintenance.
Well, okay, yeah, but let me ask you this.
Not prevention. Prevention means it would never happen. This is poor health maintenance is what people do.
Okay, poor health. Okay, I'll go along with that, poor health maintenance.
I've had doctors do this to me, recommend something that was completely horrible.
Okay.
And hide behind the fact that they've got an MD.
Okay.
I had a doctor tell me, you're asthmatic. You'll be sick the rest of your life. You need 5 prescriptions. You've got to take these pills.
Okay.
Or else you will die. And I tried to do what the doctor said.
Okay.
Do you know what happened? One day I left my inhaler, and I almost had an asthma attack because I psyched myself into what my doctor said.
Okay.
If I don't have an inhaler, I could die. And I almost had an asthma attack out of fear. And I realized this, you know what, this is crazy. I'm taking all the medicine that I'm being told. I'm doing what I'm being told, and my breathing is getting worse. I told God, kill me. Damn it, kill me right now. I'm not going to be under this. Find another way, and I haven't used an inhaler in 33 years, okay? And it's not because, and I'm very cognizant that I may have a respiratory challenge, but what that doctor told me, and when I went with my mother to the pharmacy last week and they want to charge her almost $400 or $500 for Buterol, which is basically lighter fluid that's aerosolized, lighter fluid, when she could get some eucalyptus and some oregano oil, that would be better for her than a Buterol, which breaks down your immunity and makes – do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of the doctors are in on making people sick because they get their money with return.
Okay, well, patients. Then that proves my point then. It's the profit margin.
It's a profit margin. It's a profit margin for whites and for black people. They've always killed us.
Okay.
And black doctors are equally guilty. The Tuskegee experiment was supervised by black doctors. It was a black doctor. His name, it'll come to me in 1 second. He's the father-in-law to Vernon Jordan.
What?
Dr. Dibble, the father of Ann Dibble, the wife of Vernon Jordan, supervised the Tuskegee experiment to make certain that the black folks got the syphilis. And guess how much money he took as payment from the U.S. government?
How much?
$1 a year. That's all he asked. This is what the elite boule sellout, black folks, that black people at Tuskegee knew that these people were big, but they looked down on them. Maybe they were dark skinned and poor. We got a real problem in our community. We got more racism in our ranks than what we get from white folks.
Let me do this here.
Never work without the collusion of black doctors and nurses.
Okay.
They help the white supremacists kill our people.
I definitely believe that. Let me do this here. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you. It's a show with a young lady. It's called The Quay Morgan Hill Show. Now, if you have never listened to it, you should. Nice, very intelligent young woman, very funny, and just down to earth. You need to listen to it, particularly the show when she talked about a micro penis. Wow. It was just funny. But you need to give it a sample. See if you like it. I liked it, but that doesn't mean anything to you, but it did to me. But sample it, as we call in radio, and see if you like it. And if you do, you know, I like it and share with that. All that is exclusive from TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and there is a list of all the programs that TalkTainment Radio has to offer. So do that from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host on this new show called Point West with my featured guest every week, Dr. Randy Short, who is dropping bombs with resources. With resources that you can check out and verify the information. As a matter of fact, I would go as far as to say this. Do not believe anything that we say unless, or he says, or even I say, unless you check it out. Don't go by hearsay. Check it out, and then you will know. Then you will know, and the process comes clear. 1-877-932-9766 is the number you can call, or 7, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @gmail.com, and we'll get you into the show as we're going to do with this caller. Go ahead, caller. You are on with Dr. Short. What is your question, please?
Yes, Bobby. You told me don't be a stranger, so I called back.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Brother Johnson.
Okay, I just want to thank Dr. Schultz for putting out the information on Bill Gates. A lot of people know that, and getting this petition started, because we really need that information to be known that Bill Gates is out here doing this. But a lot of people still don't believe it, because Bill Gates gets money. About the strategic experiment, we know that the strategic experiment. But my thing is, if you study the white man's nature, and you know what they've done throughout history, throughout colonial times and everything, why wouldn't you believe they would be more sophisticated now than back then? I mean, you got modern technology. Now it's easy to kill people. If you don't go over and look over in St. Louis in the 1950s when they sprayed zinc powder over the project and had those black people killed and died, what do you think they would do now? I mean, you can't rely on your oppressor to treat you right. If I want to treat you right, then I will teach you right. So there's no need to keep on bothering them for solutions. It got to be for us and by us, and I don't understand why people don't get that. And if you see a black coon, you take him out too. That's the thing the Haitians do in the Haitian Revolution. They say, I got to get my traitors first. So knock those traitors out, then you can get to the real man behind the curtain.
Okay, Dr. Short?
I'm in full agreement. We've got too many traitors. We've made it easy for folks to sell us out. We actually have incentivized traitorism, turncoatism, selloutism, coonism, negroidism, blackneckism. We've made it cool to betray us. You just look at any successful black person. The first thing they want to do is marry someone that's not black, live somewhere where there are no black people, not even other rich black people. And we love these people who can't even stand the sight of us. Obama's a good example. And we have to change that. I remember a black community not too long ago where if you did black people wrong, you got turned out.
Yes, you did.
I always remind people that Sammy Davis Jr. got turned out, and he had been involved in the black movement for years. But he did one thing, and his chips were cashed in. We need to go back to cashing people's chips in. We need to cash in Clyburn's chips. We need to cash in these secret societies' chips. I want to bring to mind that the movement to exterminate black people, the eugenics movement, is supported by the black Greek letter organizations.
The Boulay.
That's the fact.
The Boulay.
That's right. They support Margaret Sanger, the National Medical Association, all these people, so-called successful, many of them professional black people. And the words of Du Bois, he said that we should have quality, not quantity. Do you realize that's insane to say that there are too many black people? You know what? We have too many coons and too few true black people in our community. In fact, we need to do eugenics on coons. We would be a perfect people if we had no coons in our ranks.
All right. All righty. Brother Johnson, again, thank you for your information. And as I would like to say, don't be a stranger again. Thank you, my brother.
Okay.
All righty. Oh, yeah. You mentioned Margaret Sanger. And did you do you know that there is a connection between the Sanger family and the Bill Gates? The grandchildren supposedly have married somewhere down the line, and you check the lineage of it, and that Bill Gates is ahead of the movement that is coming on. Which is affiliated with the New World Order. What do you say to that?
Right. Well, remember that Margaret Sanger was a supporter of Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was trying, the Third Reich was a New World Order. He was trying to have a New World Order. And they both want the same things. They don't want there to be too many human weeds, a.k.a. Negroes, blacks, niggers, negroids, porch monkeys, whatever they call us.
Yeah.
And Gates' father worked with Margaret Sanger. And the Nazis, Hitler's Minister of Health worked with Margaret Sanger. By the way, at the American Birth Control League journal from 1932 or 33, in which Du Bois published alongside Hitler's head of health. Yes, Du Bois published for Margaret Sanger. Our so-called greatest black genius supported Margaret Sanger.
Wow.
And the NAACP and all, we are, what we look up to, we need to stop looking up to. We're being betrayed by things that we believe are for us. There are a lot of people, Mary McLeod Bethune, I mean, as unattractive as she was, she probably needed the friendship. She was buddies with Margaret Sanger.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah.
If Mary McLeod Bethune hadn't been sick, she would have gone to the initial International Federation of Planned Parenthood conference, I believe, in India in the early 50s to help promote baby killing in Africa and Asia.
My goodness.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so there are a lot of black folks, a lot of them, like Oprah, shout out your abortions. If you don't see them promoting black men and black women getting together and starting families and loving each other, even if they're single, they're suspect. They're suspect of being either somehow deviant or that they support eugenics, that they think there are too many black people. Mm-hmm. Be very clear on that. But Bill Gates is a second generation wipe out the black people.
Mm-hmm.
And these things go back generations. Old families that used to own people in slavery are the people that support the eugenics movement. Bill Gates and Buffett and all these billionaires give money to Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Finish up and then I'm going to ask you a question.
They're determined to make certain that black people vanish from the face of the earth.
Okay.
And the way that this coronavirus seems to go after people with diabetes and hypertension, it almost seems as if the very things that bother black folks kills. You can't tell me that someone didn't have a KKK designer virus for us. They can too engineer such things. And they've been able to do this a long time.
Okay. In the remaining, how many minutes I have? Two or three? Two? Okay. Was that two or three? I'm sorry, that light, bro. Okay, 2 minutes. Okay, in the remaining 2 minutes that we have before we have to take a station break, you mentioned in the first hour, and we probably will carry this over, about the anal sex that's been very prevalent, particularly with what's going on in the what's going on with that? The emphasis on anal sex. What the hell is going on with that?
That is the high mass. That's the sacrament. That's the communion wafer of the LGBTQ movement is anal sex. The anus is the new vagina. So people call it a boogina and whatever and so forth. And sadly, our marginal black men all of a sudden only care about anuses these days.
Wait a minute. The anal sex? The anus is the new vagina?
Anal sex. It's called the boogina. I mean, just they're pushing it. It's equal to. A lot of folks prefer it. They go to jail. They get used to it. They come out. We've got a real issue in our community where we've lost our way. And I want to say this to you, brother, that anal cancer for black men is going up incrementally. And the cancer in the anus is 100 times more prevalent and men that have anal sex and men that don't.
Okay, hold that thought. So, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Dr. Short continue that bomb he just dropped on anal sex and the black man. All that and more coming up next.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. ash-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Attention, Central Ohio! Attention, Central Ohio! Lenco Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Lenco today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill. Will.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
At TalktainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on TalkTainment Radio.
Alrighty, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell. Yeah, do that, will you? That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host here on Point West, TalkTainmentRadio.com's newest show. And my featured guest this week and every week that we can do this is Dr. Randy Short, dropping bombs with resources. In other words, not just opinions, but bombs that you and myself can look it up. Before we went to break, we were talking about this anal sex action. He mentioned, and I've heard this before he even mentioned it, that the anus is becoming the new vagina. He calls it bludgina. In the break, while we were off air, he sent me four different sources that you can check out to get this information. See, that means it's up to us to look at this information. Now, you don't have to believe it, but at least do your due diligence and look up the information and see if it's relevant or see if there's any information that you can get on that. Particularly this one I was going to look at from MarketWatch, but he gives resources of where he gets the information from. Dr. Short, go ahead and continue that before we talk about the Cash App at the 45-minute mark, about the cancers associated with anal sex.
Look, HPV, human papillomavirus, when I used to follow it, there were 120 strains of HPV. Many of them are cancerous. I repeat, about 20 years ago, there were 120 strains, many of them cancerous. You can get cancer of the penis, cancer of the throat, cancer of the cervix, cancer of the anus from HPV. It is one of the most commonly contracted STDs that can transmit a disease or infection in America. And young black men have a lot of it, and they're dying in incredible numbers. There are so many diseases, and I mean, there's not enough time to talk about. Maybe we can have. I did a show with someone. I called it Ass Wars, ACC Wars.
Ass Wars, men, okay.
Mm-hmm. Men down in Parchment Prison Farm down in Mississippi back in January, between January and early February, as many as 20 black and white men were killing each other over male prostitutes in the prison. Just stabbing each other to death over ass. Anal sex. This is anal sex theme. People get mad. So, you know, that's why a lot of folks getting killed in prison over anal sex, too. So that's real talk.
You know, what scares me, Dr. Short? Not to cut you off, even though I did, but I saw a sign the other day that said all deliveries in the rear, and it made me nervous. Anyway, go ahead.
You must have been visiting the Obama household.
Oh, okay. Good one. Too bad we don't have a drum roll for that one.
Anyway, look, the HPV isn't the only thing. The what I would call the sodomite industrial complex, these white men that have made being a homosexual another ethnic group, have an information conspiracy where they systematically do not allow the CDC or other people to talk about the serious health problems that come with having anal sex and being gay in particular. Anybody that doesn't like what I'm saying, which I don't care, can go to the CDC website and look up, and they'll find that homosexual men have the worst health of all people in the country. So, you know, black folks are going to be at the bottom of the gay heap. When you think about the HIV AIDS, you keep seeing black folks who are in this stuff die, suffer, get infected worse than anybody else. And by the way, we're talking about the anal sex, but the anal sex isn't killing like the septicemia is killing, where the men get bowel movement and other chemicals in their bloodstream from having the lining of the inside of their buttocks, their anus being ripped, and bowel movement, semen, and other things get into the bloodstream and cause the body to go septic. It kills. It's killing more people in D.C. than AIDS. This goes with this. This anal sex is not, it's no joke. There's a lot of things that are happening, and there are very aggressive strains of this anal cancer. You're guaranteed you're out of here 2-3 years if you get it.
My goodness.
And there are other things. I want to say this to you. You can transact corona from bowel movement, which means if you're hitting someone in the booty and they've got corona and you don't have a condom on, it'll go right to the floor of your sheath, and then you'll have corona and something else. Yes, consider it done that corona will now be a disease that's commonly transacted from people who have very reckless body contact. I'll say it like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is just, like I said, Dr. Short,
let's say one more thing. And this is, let's go there. There are people that are into, and the gay language, they call it dinge, but in the bowel movement, dinge clean. People that either like black folk or they like bowel movement. You know, people eat bowel movement as love.
Wait. Hold it. You say people eat bowel movements?
Yes, they do. See, now, and proof of that is shingles. You can look up shingles, and you'll find shingles come from children picking in their hind parts, putting it in their mouth. You get shingles from the consumption of fecal matter. We have a shingles epidemic in this country, particularly in the gay community, from the people who don't just put their penis in someone's rectum, they put their lips, they put their tongue up there, and therefore people are getting shingles, not just chicken feet. And it's all over the country, and they say, oh, shingles, you hear about this. And so this movement, just the more space we give it, the more we pretend that it's exactly the same as a man and a woman, as two men or two women. That's what Obama said in his speech to the Human Rights Campaign in 2009. Okay, he said he was going to work to make certain that people admired two men being together and two women being together because they admire the man and woman. That's what your Lord and Savior Obama said. And yet, I think if we're going to promote all of these sexual identities and things, we should get equal time to tell people the consequences of this kind of sex. When I went to school, they always taught us about the dangers of teen pregnancy and teen fatherhood and teen motherhood.
Yes.
But no one's telling people about the dangers of anal sex, the dangers of HPV in your throat, the danger of parasites for people who have sex with large numbers of people, and how they can be literally toxic because of they have methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. They have superbugs up there behind. And you put your mouth on there thinking it's too sexy, stimulating someone. And that's in your throat. And then you want to drink out of the same communion cup as everybody else, so you feel discriminated against. Okay.
Man.
Think that. We've got to be real about this and understand if I'm a person that does all these crazy things, and I mess with other folks, and because they have to sleep with large numbers of people and do all this kind of stuff, and then they keep getting treatment for these venereal things where they develop immunity, and as a result of them developing resistant strains because of the lifestyle they're leading, this is also contributing to these diseases that we can't treat. treat anymore.
Wow.
There's strains of syphilis that can't be treated anymore. There's strains of gonorrhea that they don't have a treatment for. The pharmacists and the chemists and the biochemists and other people that the bioengineers are losing their minds trying to figure out how to create medicines and things to combat the diseases that go with this activity.
Wow, I have to.
Are you feeling me?
Not literally, but yeah, I understand what you're saying. Let me do this, Dr. Short.
It's not my opinion. Actually, science here.
Okay. Let me do this. Talk to him at radio.com. We go where you go. Download the Talk to Him at radio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host on the show Point West here with my featured guest, Dr. Randy Short, who is dropping all sorts of knowledge with resources on everything that we have talked about. Get the tape, play it back. And you'll see there are resources or sources where he got this information. Now, that's not free. It really isn't. You have to pay for this. And so it is at this particular point that I purposely stopped the show so that if we want to keep on hearing this information, that we donate to Dr. Short and the causes. Dr. Short, quickly, how can we donate to you or in the different methods that you have so that we can continue the work that you're doing?
I'm going to give you two options. Three. First and foremost, if you don't have a whole bunch, but if you have seeds, I've got a seed bank I've set up through my fellowship, Good Ground, Good Life, via Salt Ministry. You can send seeds that we're going to be collecting from Runout to Salt, S-A-L-T, Salt, P.O. Box 92, P.O. Box 92398, Washington, D.C., zip code 290. You can consider your seeds a donation because we're going to get people growing like I've been farming for 3 years, 4 years now. Now, that's one. My Cash App is $ for case. D, lowercase r, uppercase r, lowercase a, n, d, y, uppercase a, s, lowercase h, o, r, d. That spells Dr. Randy Short. Send me a piece. And the only other thing I ask that you do, and this is something for you, for all you listening, you want to build your immunity? I'm working with the community activist and an herbalist by the name of Azima Kennedy Holt. She is an alumnus of the NASA, working with the Hidden Figures. She's a black mathematician, physicist, and nutritionist. And she has introduced me to this thing, this product called Transfactor that helps people build immunity, that resists cancer, HIV, and corona. Reach out to Team Azima. Her number is 314-243-8911. That's Team Azima for Transfer Factor. It builds the immunity. We don't have to be sick. Control of your health. Do the preventative things. You don't need to go to a hospital or to a clinic and have someone play Benihana with your internal organs from another country that don't like you.
Okay.
We can do that.
Alrighty. I know I used the Cash App. That was easier for me and my friend, the musician Reginald Character down in Virginia helped me set that up, and I was able to contribute to that because I do appreciate the resource. But thank you for giving us that information. Okay, three things I want to hit here. I want you to talk about, we have about 11 minutes. I want you to talk about the Boule. And then I definitely want you to speak concerning, you just mentioned it, but concerning the seeds. That is very important for us to understand. But right now, expose a little bit about the Boule. A lot of black people don't know about that, but talk about that.
The Boule is effectively, it was established in the early 20th century, I believe in Philadelphia, I think maybe about in the early 1900s, forgive me, I don't remember the year. And in reality, it's your Greek letter organization, and their whole purpose is to be the ruling class of black people in service of white folks. And that, and they basically sign me our advancement in exchange for them getting a payoff from white society. And when you start looking around, you'll see very few black folks get to attain any heights in our community without being in one of these Greek letter organizations and or being a Mason. And there, when you see the period of time in which black people were making the most progress fighting back, and the 60s was when the Greek letter organizations more or less were put in the back seat to black power and to civil rights and all of that. And once our movement died, the Boulay Coombs came back in, and they run everything. Anybody that you see typically up in front of you black that gets some position, they normally have to make some kind of deal. And this is why our community lacked leadership, true leadership. The Boulay is a sellout traitor leadership. The Boulay supports eugenics. In other words, the slow genocide of black people is supported by the Boulay. And the Boulay also controls the church. A lot of these pastors are either Masons or they're in one of these fraternal sororities. You know, they've got hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of members. If they were so awesome and so cool and so down, why can't we solve any of the problems that we have? And I'll tell you something. Someone like Kaepernick, who's a Kappa, you've never seen a Kappa come out and speak out against police brutality where somebody black has been killed. But for one of their own frat brothers getting on his knees, they'll show up. They are amongst us as black, but see themselves as something separate. When they have a problem, they scream racism and we're all to run and help them. When we have a problem, they don't give a damn except to get the payoff to look the other way. And it's time for us to make it something that you're ashamed of, to be in any organization that is not committed to bringing about the salvation and liberation and repair of black people.
Yeah. Okay. Enough said on that one for right now anyway. Go to the seeds. Very important about seeds. Go ahead, please.
Brothers and sisters, our food supply isn't stable. A lot of us get our food, our fruits and vegetables and things from locations far away from where we live. All you need is something like the shutdown for the chain of our food supply to be broken. Whether people know it or not, gardening or farming, home farming, is the most popular hobby in America today. Too few of our people involved. We often live in food deserts. We pay a premium for everything. We pay a third more for food. We pay a third more for housing. Growing our own food was something that we did. In fact, we were the people who grew food in the South. We need to get back to it. I can just tell you the pride that comes with, and the nutrition and other things that come with growing your own food. It's important, and if you can, and you can store, you can save money with the family activity. There's no way that you lose doing this, and it's a way to bring people together. So I started 4 years ago. I know other people doing it. You really need to be putting seeds in the ground as soon as it warms up in the next few weeks, because I'll tell you, they're saying that this corona can come back. Understand that if corona were to, let's say they end the shutdown, and then corona comes back, the stores and all these things, you may not be able to get the food. But if you had your own food, it is almost a type of independence, freedom from people to have it, do it, have your own. And the words of Elijah Muhammad, do for self. And I can just say to you, I look forward to every spring because I can have my own cucumbers, my own tomatoes, my own cantaloupe, my own okra, my own corn. There's a sister I work with, Dr. Nancy Dawson, a professional agronomist, a farmer. If you're interested or want to be networked or know the people that do that, you can reach out to me. I don't know them, but Nancy would. Our people need to go back to the land. If people hate you, why would they feed you? Why would they want you to eat? The same people that don't want you to have housing and don't want you to have health care and don't want you to have guns and don't want you to have education, what makes you think they want you to have food?
Good point. Okay, now we got about 5 minutes, but I want you to take 4 minutes on this, Dr. Short. What is the relationship between the 5G technology and coronas, if there is, in fact, one?
You know, this is something I've heard both sides, but let me share with you what the government in Belgium, over in France, did. I mean, in Europe. It's right next to France. The government of Belgium has banned all 5G rollout because they want to research further because they're concerned about threatening the health of its citizens in Belgium. That's one country that's saying no to 5G because of health concerns based on research they've gotten. I know other people that claim that the waves in 5G can affect nanoparticles or other things inside of your body. They can impact viruses or things and agitate them. I haven't researched that thoroughly. That's why I prefaced my answer with the entire government of Belgium. It's very important because the European Union is headquartered in Brussels, Belgium. So the people all over in certain places are beginning to burn 5G towers down in Africa and other places. There are persons who have asserted that the Chinese people were sickened by the 5G. There are people claiming that the New York epidemic is so severe for corona. It's because it is the epicenter of where the 5G towers are in the United States. That's where that network has at least been put in. My issue is, you know that they're not putting in 5G towers because they care about nobody. You know they're not putting in 5G towers because they want to give you discounted rates. So someone wants it for their own benefit. If it's not for ours, what was wrong with 3G or 4G? The other thing I want to say to you is that there was a very disturbing documentary that I saw where a woman in Europe, in Belgium, was citing how important 5G would be that they could use it to control people without force, that they could use the waves from the 5G towers to suppress dissent. They could use it on people and like a weapon. There is a good paper called Silent Weapons for the New Warfare. I have to pull that up and send it to you. But there are people who don't like human beings speaking out and standing up against the system. And so there are experimental weapons that can hurt people that you and I don't even know about, but people in military research and development know about.
Yeah, like direct energy.
The same way that the black youth in Baltimore were the victims of sonic weapons in 2015.
Yes.
They used weapons on those children, sound cars and other things that did things to agitate the young people. They have this kind of weaponry. Inasmuch as our government has been willing to do experiments, to do chemtrails, to drop radiation,
right,
to boost off vaccines.
Gotta leave it there, Dr. Short. I'm sorry. Got to leave it there. I'm getting the signal, but yeah, I heard about that direct energy. But anyway, Dr. Short, I want to thank you. The callers, I want to thank you. Thank God for the privilege of being able to do this. And Dr. Short, we'll hear from you next week and send me that information that you're going to send me. So from Talktainment Radio and all of us, again, thank you, and we'll see you next week. Talktainment Radio, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard.
got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.